Blog Talk Radio.
I got it. Here I am. I got it. Oh, no.
this morning, y'all. Come on. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, live and in color, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you all for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. And you know, today is Monday. I know it's tough on Mondays. It's tough to get up, tough to get going on Monday after being off all weekend. Well, I wasn't off all weekend, but after being off all weekend, I know a lot of you guys were off all weekend, and you know, Mondays are just tough like that. They're Mondays. But, you know, you struggle on Mondays to get up and get going. But you know what? If there is no struggle, there is no progress. So that means that if you didn't have to get up and get going this morning and get to work and in order to do something, unless you've got a lot of money, and get your bills paid, the bills wouldn't get paid. There wouldn't be any progress. Right? Where there is no struggle, there is no progress. All right? So good morning, guys. And the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in episode, give me your opinion, and let's go from there. All right? Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you are on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show should come up there, and you can become friends of the show right there through Facebook. And then I have a Twitter account. Those of you who are on Twitter who like to tweet, you can find us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can follow the show there. So that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay, so guys, again, offer the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244.
844. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And today's episode, guys, is entitled, let me see what I have for today. The racist comments of the LA Clippers owner. Is it racist and bigotry? That's the question today. Now, you know, we're going to get into this, but I want to tell you guys that before I get started, because I know that I have a lot of people that listen to my show that are not of the same race that I am, right? And so I want to add this before I get started, because I know how people feel about certain things, think about certain things. So I want to make sure from the beginning that I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm telling you my opinions, and I always keep my opinions 100% on my show, okay? I don't want to be fake with anyone. I want to tell you my opinion, and I want you to call into the show and tell me your opinion. Whether you agree with my opinion or not, that's what the show is about. And I see a lot of people are just now joining the show. But I wanted to say that because I know that there are people of a different race than I am that listen to my show. And, you know, people may think of me differently, but that's fine. Because it's human nature. Right? So today's show is the racist comments of the LA Clippers owner. Is it racist and bigotry? That's the question. So let's get going. Okay? And before I do this, there's something that I've been doing lately on my show. I started this a few days ago, is that I give a meaning. I have a word of the day. Okay? And I'm going to give you the word of the day, and then I'm going to tell you the meaning of it. Today I have two words. Because of the show, the two words are racist and bigotry. Okay? Now, a racist, the meaning of a racist is a person who believes that a particular race is superior to another. Okay? A person who believes that a particular race is above, head and shoulders above, any other race. Okay? And the adjective here is having or showing the belief that a particular race is superior to another. Okay? That's what I said, right? So that is a racist. A racist is a person who believes that a particular race is superior to another. All right? Now, the other word is bigotry. Okay? A bigot is a person who is bigoted. That's what it says. Now, bigotry is intolerance toward those who hold different opinions from oneself. That means that you don't want to tolerate other people that have different opinions than you. Okay? And bigotry is the state of mind of a bigot. Someone who, as a result of their prejudices, treats or views other people with fear, distrust, or hatred on the basis of a person's ethnicity, evaluative orientation, race, religion, national origin, etc., etc. Right? That's a bigot. It's someone who, as a result of their prejudices, treats or views other people with fear, distrust, or hatred on the basis of a person's ethnicity or race. So a bigot, bigotry, and a racist, okay? that's what we're talking about. Now, I know that you all have probably heard about what the owner of the L.A. Clippers said in a voicemail. This was a voicemail that was sent by him. Well, they're investigating to see if it was him or not. But I believe that it was him. Okay? And because of that, he's being investigated now. And we'll find out soon what's going to happen. All right? What's going to happen to him because of the comments that he made. Now, he made comments that he didn't want black people at the L.A. Clippers game. He doesn't want his girlfriend, supposedly. I don't think they're together anymore. But he doesn't. He sent this voicemail to his girlfriend saying that he didn't want her associating with black people. He didn't want her to bring black people to his games and things of that nature. And he pointed his comments at Magic Johnson, okay? And he said Magic Johnson's name within the comment. Now, as of yesterday, I've heard that he also made a statement on yesterday saying that he's the one that takes care of these guys. He's the one that gets some cars and homes and all this stuff that they have. He's the one that did that. You know, anybody can make that comment. Anybody that owns a business can make that comment. You know, if you work for the state of Georgia, okay, you can say, they can say, the state of Georgia can say that they're the one that got you your home and your car and all this, because without that job, you wouldn't have the car and the home and all this, right? So anybody can make that comment. Any business owner can make that comment of, I'm the one that got you the home and the cars and all this. Unless you acquired this stuff before you got together with them, right? So that's no big deal. The part that's going to bring him to his knees is when you make racist comments about other races, then that's not going to be tolerated in the United States in this day and time. Right? You can make them and make those comments in private. You can make them amongst your boys or whatever. That's fine. But when they become public and you're a public figure in that area, then you know, you're going to get what's coming to you. You just can't do that in this day and time. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and give your opinion of the L.A. Clippers owner's comments. Now, on yesterday, his team, the L.A. Clippers, they're in the playoffs, and they played on yesterday, and they got their butts kicked yesterday. And I believe that a lot of them were hanging on to what has happened over the last 48 to 72 hours with their owner. Okay? Now, a lot of things are coming out about this owner that maybe the entire public did not know. And because of that, I think that he should be suspended from basketball as of immediately. He should have immediately been suspended from basketball until further notice, right? He shouldn't be able to have any interaction with his team, because 90% of his team are not white, are not of the same race that he is. 90% of his team are people that he didn't like, people that he didn't want to come to his games. Okay? But you got those same people who are employed by you that are making you money, okay? And you make these comments about them, about their race. How can that be? Okay, you may feel that way, okay? And that's fine. But you can't tell them that you feel that way. And I know that some, you know, that, you know, a lot of young people listen to the show and they don't understand what's happening here. But what's happening here is something that, that black people and minorities have been fighting against for years and years and years in the United States, and that's racism. And it seems like that racism always rears its ugly head from time to time, even in this day and age. I know you don't hear about all the different racism cases or whatever that happened in the United States, but I guarantee you there are hundreds and hundreds of them that happen every day. Discrimination that happens every day. Racists that say comments about other races every day. It happens. Start to understand, and maybe you can talk to your parents and ask them what they think about racism and people who are racist. Okay? And you got not only white people who are racist, you got black people who are racist. You got Latinos who are racist. You all kinds of people. You got Asians who are racist. You got all kinds of people who are racist. And that's their belief. And that's fine. But when you start to put it out there, that's when it becomes a problem. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And I believe this guy is as a owner in the NBA, because the NBA, the professional basketball league, is 80 to 90% African American or black. So he doesn't have a place in this arena. He shouldn't. He should be stripped as an owner in the NBA. That team should immediately be put up for sale by the NBA, and someone else should pay him for the team, and he take his money and his feelings and go elsewhere. He's in the wrong league. Someone's come in and said he should be in hockey and not the NBA. Now his players are feeling something as well. I mean, if you work for someone and you overheard them say a comment like this, or you picked it up from another coworker, or it came out in the news, how would you feel about this guy? Now, some people don't want to say anything because he's paying their bills. You're going to work every day. You're doing your job. So you have a part in what they're doing to make money to pay their bills. Okay? And they make money to pay their bills, then they can pay you from what the money that they make to pay your bills, and things get done. That's the way that economics work in America. You know, it's not like you're going there working for free. You're going there to make money to pay your bills. And that's why I also feel like they shouldn't walk out on this. Okay? You can't just walk out on it because your family is depending on you. It's depending on you to take care of them. And I understand that some of these guys make millions of dollars. But I'm going to tell you now, and you've seen it hundreds of times. They may be making millions of dollars, but they're also running, some of them are running paycheck to paycheck. And I say that because, you know, a lot of these athletes take their money and don't use it wisely and end up dead broke once they get out of the profession. Okay? So a lot of these guys are living to the edge of their money just like anyone else. You live to the edge of your money just like everyone else. I mean, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. And that's just the way America is. Okay? We aren't a saving country. We make our money and we're like, I want me a new car. You go out and get a new car as part of your money gone every month for the next, 60 months. It's part of your money gone every month for the next 60 months. So if you walk out on your job, now how are you going to pay for that car that you have, right? It's no different with these guys. Remember that. They may make millions, but they're also on the edge of their money, okay? So you can't just walk out on the owner because he made those comments. You have to go and take care of your family. Now, hopefully the NBA will address this problem and bring this guy down, because I believe that he doesn't deserve to be an owner in the NBA. He doesn't deserve to be a business owner at all. He's got money. Okay? He's got money. We don't know how he got his money. Never ever even heard of the guy. We don't know how he got his money. But I'm sure at some point he probably inherited some money, or somebody down the road had money in his family and he inherited some money. Nonetheless, that doesn't offer him the opportunity to say those kind of comments about people that work for him or people outside of his environment that are coming. Yeah. Don't he realize that people that are coming to his games are not just white people? Okay? If there are only white people coming to his games, he probably wouldn't be able to afford that team. And thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow as I do Transitions Tuesday. Transitions Tuesday on tomorrow. And so I hope you guys had a great time. I hope you guys grabbed something from today's show. And I hope you have a great day and a great week. Join me tomorrow. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show.
Let's go.
Good day.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Okay. Tell you we're gone.
Wish that I could love you.